Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Good morning, Leonard!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
Hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This guy loves movies.
I knew some people would fuck that up. There was just too much enthusiasm in the room, and I knew some people would just woo instead of saying the words. But I'm so grateful to be coming to you once again from Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon! Yeah, it's great to be back here because it's always a gas. It's Saturday, March 26, 2023. It's Saturday. Shut up, Doug. It's Sunday, but this episode actually won't air till a week later, so this is all very confusing at this point. But I've got a couple of pieces of business to get to before bringing the guests out today, starting with Doug Plugs.
Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs! Doug Plugs!
Doug Loves Movies is going to be at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A., our L.A. home, on Sunday, April 16th, and then we'll be at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, O'Hare adjacent, on Saturday, May 6th, at Comedy Works in Denver on Sunday, May 14th, Mother's Day. All of those are at 420-ish. For all of my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Come on! Boy! Shh!
Amazing. That was amazing. I'm going to keep track of this shit, and that's one of the best ones since we've been back in front of an audience. There's been a couple where people just lost it like halfway through. No Ted Danson. No shh. Yeah, it was ugly. Let's take a look inside the prize bag today, because since I was, you know, I know federally it's not cool or whatever, you know, and the being up in the air over America's federal space, I guess. But I brought some fun weed products. Since it's LA to Portland, I figure how much trouble can I get in? So I mean, right? It's no big deal. It's not. I'm not giving away weed. It's just a couple of beautiful things from Hemper. It's a company that sends out monthly boxes to subscribers that have cool weed stuff in them. And the most recent box included a Sherlock pipe, which is just like a glass Sherlock Holmes looking classic old school pipe. Makes you look smart. You know, a lot of pot smokers look stupid. This makes you look smart and intelligent when you just hold it. Maybe scratch your beard a little bit. And then I'll take this one out of the box because you gotta really see it to experience it. But it's called Das Boot. Yeah, it's really, it reminds me, it looks more like a beer fest item than a weed fest item, but this is a giant boot that's also a bong. And when I say giant boot, I mean it would be a giant boot on a very small individual. But it's still pretty fancy. Look at that thing. Yeah. So somebody's going home with both of those pipes plus a Doug Benson pin and a Doug Loves Movies pin from Rockin' Pins and one other item you'll find out about in a little bit. Are you ready to get the guests out here? Well, as you can see, we have three spots, three chairs on stage for my three guests, because that's like usually the lowest number of guests that I have on the show. And a fun thing that we do from time to time that I'd like to do today is fill one of those seats with one of you. Someone from the audience is going to be the third guest today. So I believe that's happened here in Portland before, maybe once. I'm not sure, but in other cities, it definitely has happened. Let me see a show of hands of who thinks they could be a good guest today up here. I know, like, a lot of people are just like, fuck that. Why? I didn't come to be a guest. But what's this lady over here? What's your name? Yeah, you that pulled your hand down. Is that a lady? Is that a dude? I can't see for shit. What's that?
Talking to me?
No, here we go. This lady here.
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
You want to be a guest on the show today?
Sure.
All right. It's that level of enthusiasm that powers a person through. Now, don't come up here yet.
All right.
Yeah, don't get ahead of yourself. This is kind of like on Price is Right. Drew Carey will go, hey, check it out. It's your new car. And then they got to play a game. It's not their car yet. They got to play a game first before it's going to be their goddamn car. So, all right, let's see. More hands, please. Apologize for before when the lights were down. I couldn't tell what sex people were. You here, miss, in the front. What's your name?
Kate.
Kate. You've been to the show before, right? Yeah, you're a veteran of the show? Okay. All right, and you want to do it?
I do.
She does, okay. I should move this along because the listeners are only hearing half the conversation, so I just sound like a lunatic just asking questions. I haven't even been repeating what you've been saying. And this gentleman over here with the checkerboard chess thing going on his... Oh, it's a MTV logo. Wow. You're cool. You're cool, man. Viacom rocks. I like corporate television. What's your name, sir?
Dimitri.
Cool name. Cool looking dude. All right. Now, between the three of you, we're going to play a very quick game. Maybe I should get up for this. Oh, am I going to have enough rope? Probably not. I don't think any of these are going to give me enough rope. Let's find out. Or you know what? This is fun. Would you mind standing right here, Robin? And Kate, would you stand here? And Dimitri, would you mind doing a pirouette right over here? Because that's a classic ballet name, Dimitri. Look at him go. I liked how you all faced the audience, too. Very professional. All right. Now, this is going to be extra tough Doug Loves Movies trivia. We're going to play Last Person Standing. I'm going to name an actress. You're going to each take turns naming movies she was in. And you can't think of one, you're out. No lifelines. Yeah, Dimitri. This is not going to be easy. We might even have to bring up more people up here. Because it's a tough one. This is a name that whenever it comes up, because you know how I used to let audience members like suggest a name for Last Person Standing? Whenever this name comes up, all my panels, the whole panel would just be sad and miserable and just give up immediately. They just give up. So that's what I'm looking for here today, is to get this over with quickly. I just want one person standing as quickly as possible. All right. The name of that actress is Tilda Swinton. Robin, do you know any Tilda Swinton movies?
Constantine.
Yeah, she was in that? Okay. Yeah, I'm not even good at Tilda Swinton movies. Kate?
Moonrise Kingdom.
Moonrise Kingdom's got Tilda Swinton in it? This is blowing my mind. Dimitri. Thanks for playing, Dimitri. Pirouette back to your seat. Do you have one, really? No? Okay, yeah. Kate?
I'm not Kate.
Robin?
Nope.
Robin?
Don't got one.
What's that?
I don't have one.
Oh, I thought you were telling me you're not Robin. I was really, I was like, you better be Kate or Robin, because that's all I got. But that's it, really? Let's see if she has another one, Kate.
Darjeeling Limited.
Darjeeling Limited. She's just won another Wes Anderson. That's all you had to do. All you had to do was say Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. Grand Budapest Hotel. What's the recent one where they, it's French. French Dispatch.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah! Kate, you're our third guest. And what's your last name, Kate?
Berger.
Kate Berger. All right, just have a seat in your normal seat. And when I introduce everybody, just jump up here and take whatever seat is left available. You're going to be playing with two of my favorite guests and best friends that appear on this program. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome my guests, Kate Berger. Sean Jordan and Jeff Tate. Hey, you know what? It kind of sounded like they were chanting Kate.
Didn't sound like they were chanting Sean.
No, it didn't sound anything like Sean at all.
Best friends, I heard. Thanks, man. That's cool.
Well, you know, you're in a Venn diagram.
You didn't have to do all that. You could have just said, yep.
I love it. That's how all good friendships are defined, scientifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a friendship unless you draw a circle around it and label it. And then publish a report about it.
Buddy.
Let's pal. Let's meet our first guest. I don't care about alphabetical today. It's too much for me to think about. Let's just give it up, everybody, for Kate Berger. Kate, what's your name? Oh, you got that already. What do you do for a living, Kate?
I'm a dental hygienist.
Oh, that's perfect.
It is.
Do you just daydream about movie trivia and movies all day long while you're cleaning people's teeth?
No.
No.
But I do watch a lot of movies, and okay. I talk to my husband about movies often.
Right. Mm-hmm. Does he know more about movies than you?
Definitely.
Did I pick the wrong person?
Definitely.
All right. Don't be trying to throw her signals. Do you know ASL? Normally, I'd be all about sign language, but not here.
I tried to get him to mouth another Tilda Swinton movie to me.
Oh, see? You're already trying to cheat.
But he was like...
Well, also, from where you're sitting there, can you even see his he's enshrouded in darkness.
No.
Both on his face and...
No, it's not going to help.
In the room, yeah. It's real dark over there. What's his name?
Tell. Tell.
How do you spell it?
Like kiss and tell. Kate and tell.
Seriously?
Oh,
that's pretty wow. I'd be crazy if you were lying, but that's dope.
Yeah.
She made up his name just to have him.
As I was saying it, I was like, what a dumb question. Of course it's not. Of course it's serious. That's cool. I like Kate and Tell. That's one.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for being here, Kate, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
I think you'll do all right. Yeah. So does Tell. Also joining us today in the middle seat, I'd say of everybody up here, he's definitely in the top three of my favorites. And he
best friend
is,
I heard earlier.
Yeah, Sean B. Jordan.
Hey, there we go. There it is.
Oh. Hey.
You think I won't start crying? I'll start crying. Don't you threaten me with a name chant. I'll do it. That show was fun. Can I ask you a question, Kate?
Yeah.
What do you think is the song you hear the most in the dentist office? Do you guys have like Muzak and shit?
Oh, yeah.
And I asked my dentist this the other
mostly
day.
Mostly country music, which okay. I am. Tell
country's
your,
fine. Leah, you don't like Chris Stapleton? Country's fine. Listen to Garth. Country's all right.
Country.
Like what's country just all right. All right. We said hold the line. That was what we landed on.
The Toto song?
But a song specifically?
Yeah. Caribbean Queen came up.
No.
No?
No.
All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to piss you off.
I hope you don't have any questions for Jeff.
I sure don't.
I like the idea of country music at the dentist. Like anytime when you're laid out and you're like, come on, can you turn that drill back on? Let's drown out this Luke Bryan nonsense. Right? I mean, if it's a song I like, I'll be like, take it, hold on.
Which one's Luke Bryan?
I don't know. I don't even know. They laugh, so I'm like, I fucking got the name right.
You could have just guessed Luke Bryan, and I think you would have been right.
I mean, that's kind of what I did.
I think if your name is two first names, you're kind of destined to go into country.
Yeah. It
feels like a direction, yeah, like Willie Nelson.
Yeah, yeah.
I was shocked I was able to come up with any example that kind of worked. It didn't work great, but it kind of worked.
Shania Twain. I've met a lot of people named Twain. So, like, you know.
Sean Jordan.
I'm a firsty from way back, Playboy. I'll go into country music tonight. I'll drink all the Jameson they got, and I will sing some country music.
Jameson.
Randy Travis.
Jack Daniels, baby. Randy Travis, my
she
God.
She did it. New top friend. New top friend. I didn't mention it, but I'm looking for a new top friend.
Well, gall darn it.
It's definitely me.
Also in the running for top friend. Give it up for Jeff Tate, everybody.
Hello.
Sean.
I didn't stop them when they chanted for you. You just got to let them go. It's nice to hear that again, to be honest. I appreciate it, everybody. I'm glad that the Pando didn't put a stop to the name chants.
Yeah. And,
or the barking of a name.
Did you say, and if you didn't, just say, yeah, Doug, as if it's true, that, Jeff, that, you know, you've been playing a lot of really big shows lately with Tom Segura, and that with thousands and thousands of people there, you will hear pockets of Tate when you come out.
Yeah,
little pockets of it. Let's not get crazy, but yeah. It's still cool that that happens at all at shows that aren't my show.
I think it's fucking super cool. Like on those shows, when it happens, it's like, oh my God, you guys are, like, it just, it means a lot and I appreciate it. Now I'm turning into Sean. Fuck.
Welcome to the club, buddy. It's fun. We'll watch Sleepless in Seattle and write some country music later. And Kate, you're in.
And use your dog plugs.
Doug plugs, Doug.
And use my...
No.
Wait, Doug plugs. Doug plugs.
Doug plugs.
Oh, I didn't know that this town was so chanty.
Oh, you didn't get the news in 2020? Portland itself is a little chanty, and I'll be honest, the rest of Oregon is also a little chanty. Different chants.
Different chants for different pants.
Yeah.
Burger with an E or a U?
With a U.
Okay. That's what I call a good burger. You know, Good Burger 2 is happening.
Yeah.
So you'll have, that'll be another name tag opportunity for you, Kate. What was your name tag that you brought today? Use your
microphone. It's literally Kate and Tell, or Kiss and Tell.
Oh, okay.
You did it. Cameo. My husband got a cameo for our anniversary.
Oh.
And you made a joke about Kate and Tell. Have you ever considered changing your name to Kiss?
Nice.
And I liked it.
Well, Kate and Kiss, I beat you. Yeah.
Woo!
You're
not like a joke race.
I never win joke races. I'm always drunk, so that was tight.
All right. Well, thank you for getting a cameo from me. That's exciting. And then actually, you know, paying attention to it, thinking about changing names because of it. It means a lot to me. This is a really sentimental episode today. And let's get into it. Now, Kate, as you probably know, before we play the games, I always like everybody to recommend a movie. But I sort of change up, you know, what kind of movies I ask for my guests to recommend. So we'll start with Jeff on the other end there today and give you some time if you need the extra time, Kate. I feel like Jeff's going to have an answer right away.
Just like...
It's like March Madness is it's almost over. You know, and I just sit around all summer waiting for September sadness. And Jeff, could you please recommend a basketball movie?
Yeah. White Man Can't Jump. Yeah.
See, I like that picture because it could fall under two. If I asked you to recommend a Jeopardy movie, then that would have qualified for that as well. Because it's kind of amazing that Jeopardy has such a big role in the movie White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah.
You know, that's a real curveball when you show up to the cinema, see Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, you know, fight that battle of the races that Woody's already lost before he even shows up in basketball, right? Do they prove that White Men can't jump, though?
No, he
jumps a little bit.
At the end, yeah, they
but
prove
yeah,
it.
No, he dunks at the in the last game.
Oh, it's they mean dunk, but they just change it to jump, just as more generic.
His character in White Man Can't Jump basically won the dunk contest this year. It's insane.
Woody Harrelson won the.
The guy, a dude who looks like it's crazy. The dude that won the dunk contest this year looks like his character in White Man Can't Jump.
That's the thing is people can draw inspiration from everywhere. But, you know, enough inspiring white people. Let's try to give somebody else a shot.
Yeah, dickhead.
I know. I can't believe I said all that.
Yeah. Sean, what do you got? Recommend a basketball movie, please.
Above the Rim for days. That's my favorite basketball movie for days. Nobody else has seen Above the Rim? Tupac. It's a very popular Tupac vehicle. Fantastic movie. Fantastic soundtrack. Marlon Wayans is killer in it. Yeah, it's just a great movie.
Regulate's on that soundtrack.
That is where Regulate came from.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. 16 in the clip and one in the hole. 16 in the clip and one in a hole. 16
Nate
in
Dogg
the clip
is about to make some bodies turn cold. He's gonna. Well, I didn't realize that would bum everybody out so much. It's a pretty good movie if you like fun movies. It's a fucking watch Above the Rim, everybody. Tonight, watch Above the Rim.
Okay.
Bernie Mac's in it.
It's okay,
dope.
You don't have to, you know, we appreciate everything you said about it and might watch it. You know, if you want to supplement your basketball viewing with a basketball movie, I don't know if people even want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I never watch movies about the Olympics during the Olympics. Because the fucking Olympics is on.
Just twisted my brain in a pretzel right there. It's going to take me a while to figure that out, but I think I understand.
The only movie about the Olympics I can think of is Munich.
Yeah, if you thought of another one, it would have been a miracle.
Oh, yeah, that one. All I can think of is Philip Seymour Hoffman, Along Came Polly.
Oh, yes.
That got recommended.
Somebody said that like a
two episodes ago.
That was Space Jam.
Space Jam.
There you go. Do you like that new one? Did you watch it?
Yeah, it's fine.
You liked it?
Yeah. I mean, I like LeBron James, though, so that could be controversial. Yeah.
Surprisingly good actor for an athlete. Like, he's one of the good athlete actors.
He's not the worst.
Yeah. It's, I think they have a tough time, athletes acting, but he does a good job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just friends talking friend shit up here.
Yeah. Well, great job, everybody. We've got White Man Can't Hump, Above the Rim Job, and Space Jam It in Your Ass.
Did you really write them down?
I thought of a new game for myself. After people recommend movies, I'm going to try to make them all dirty.
Along Came Polyamorous.
I got
basketball
a serious,
diarrheas. I'm not.
I got a serious case of blue chips right now.
I think we named pretty much all the basketball movies except for The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. What?
Sex with the Hoosiers.
Oh, Hoosiers.
Hoosier Daddy. That's okay. Way better than what I said. Damn.
All right. No more playing along, audience. Just because we brought one of you up here is not an open invitation to everybody. But that Hoosier Daddy was funny.
It really was. I'm up here like a dipshit saying sex with the Hoosiers. When somebody says, "Who's your daddy?" I'm like, oh, I should get out of here.
Sean's example was Hoosiers, but they fuck.
I'd watch it. You wouldn't watch it? I'd watch it.
No.
You really can't make any title dirty with that kind of work. That kind of business. Just sad, but they fuck at the end, and they're good to go. All right, so that's the end of that. Let's go to our first commercial break. We will be right back!
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Oh, there's so many great name tags to choose from, but Jeff landed on, Jeff and Steph got married. Congratulations on actually getting married.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, what a honeymoon you're having. and then we got Kate is playing for Guard Ian of the Galaxy, Volume 1. And Shawnee's playing for Kate's betrothed, and the name tag says Kiss and Tell. Okay. The first game we're going to play today is Jeff gets two drinks at a time.
Thank you. That's not a game.
That's what it looked like. That's what it looked like. Oh, there's one more thing in the prize bag. It's kind of a tradition that Sean B. Jordan has to adhere to. Oh, look at that.
Wow. You traitor. Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, he brought some Sour Patch Kids.
Throw them in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm excited about it. I cut off candy. I'm trying to lose a gentleman's 10 pounds in the next month, so somebody eat those for me. Pretty cool story, huh? Yeah.
Those were ones you already owned or were sitting around?
No, I bought them today at Target on Powell. Right.
It's an interesting diet. Buy food and then just give it away immediately.
It's a good diet. You get the thrill of buying something and then you get to give it away.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. This game is called Live, Die, Repeat. Yeah, that was about 50%. And in this game, I say the title of a motion picture slowly, and the first person that can repeat back the entire title is the winner. And every time somebody gets a wrong answer, I will start back at the beginning. And of course, no help from the audience, even if it's whispered.
It's hard not to do.
Some of the people on this stage have amazing hearing.
Not me.
I'm doing all right. I can hear pretty well. What's up?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay. Ready, Jeff?
Yes.
Ready, Sean?
Born on a green light, Playboy.
Yeah, and then he got T-boned by a drunk driver. And Kate?
Yeah, ready.
I feel like you're not going to try on this one. Okay, here we go.
The Karate Kid.
No. The. No more guesses?
The English Patient.
The Kid Who Would Be King.
The Pelican Brief.
The Untouchables.
The My Own Private Idaho.
The movie they filmed in Oregon that I can't think of, but I bet is where we're going. All right, let's go.
The English Patient.
I said did I not just say the English Patient?
English Man.
The English man who went up a hill and came down a mountain.
The English man who went up a hill, but...
The English man who went up a hill but came down a mountain.
That is correct.
You're mad? Are you mad?
Yeah, I'm mad.
I mean, they probably would have split that up into two different movies if he went up a hill and came down a mountain. Had to be butt just to get into that one story.
That's like a polar plunge. That's exhilarating. Some fun shit.
That was ridiculous. How'd you feel about that, Kate?
Overwhelmed.
Did you ever...
I've never heard of that movie. No.
Yeah, it's a real title of a real dumbass movie where Hugh Grant plays this guy who wants to like build a house on a hill or something, and he learns about himself or something. Like, I mean, the title already gives it away that you know, he changes.
I've never heard of that movie in my life until now.
Good.
So.
Right. I'm the only one.
It's even more exciting to win when you don't even haven't even heard of it.
It's a lot like a polar plunge.
Jeff knew what he was talking about. Yeah.
I think Jeff's guessed.
Yeah. Jeff nailed it.
Fuck Jeff.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm kidding. I love that you live here. I'm happy. We're old guys that hang out together in the same city. I'm thrilled about it.
Okay, here we go. All you won was the opportunity to go first in this next game, Sean.
WCW, Playboy.
Yep, that's true. this game is a brand new one that I call John Wicker Man.
All right.
John Wick 4 is in theaters. Wicker Man with Nicolas Cage is a classic. When yelling, both John Wick and the dude that Cage plays in Wicker Man, they kind of sound, you know, they have a similar sound. So I'm going to yell a line out loud, and it's either from a John Wick movie or the Wicker Man. Now don't worry, Kate, this isn't a speed thing.
It's a meth thing.
I did some meth and thought of this. It's true. I feel like, you know, these lines need to be said on meth, but I don't have any handy.
It's not like a third option where there's not an either. It's definitely in one or the other.
It's one or the other.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'll go to you one at a time. You'll get these individually. If you miss it, you just don't get a point. We move on to the next person. And Sean, since you won that first game,
sure did.
You'll go first. Then we'll go to Kate. Then we'll go to Jeff. Sean, Here's the line.
Hit me.
And you tell me if it's Wicker Man or John Wick. What is that? What is that? What is it?
No, I don't think that sounds like either one of them.
It's the two. It's if they had a baby.
I'm going to say Wicker Man.
That's correct.
A rolling stone gathers no moss, my friend. I'm out here getting it done.
Sean Jordan, the shit-talking winner. We have Kate. It's Kate's turn. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
What's in the bag? A shark or something? I don't think that line is yelled in the movie, but... What's in the bag? A shark or something?
John Wick.
You're going John Wick? Sorry, that's incorrect. That's from Wicker Man. It happens. It happens. Jeff, it's your turn. You ready, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I was born on a green light, playboy.
Man, that does sound cool when someone else says it.
Right?
I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
Ask me if I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I was born on yellow, so it's pretty mellow.
Kate, you ready?
I was born on red, so go to bed.
We're having a good time.
Okay, Jeff. here it goes, Jeff. Ready?
I gotta look at it again.
Step away from the bike.
I'm gonna say the Wicker Man.
Yeah, you should.
That'd be fun on Jeopardy if the other contestants are like, yep, that was right, yep. You did that one right. Better luck with the next one, or good luck.
I would probably do that all the time on Jeopardy. Anytime somebody, I'd be like, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I'd say the answer right after they
get
say it.
You got to get on Celebrity Jeopardy, because they let those fools talk like crazy, because they're all so terrible at it. All right, so Jeff's on the board. Now we go to Sean. You have another shot at this, Sean, for yet another point.
You have my permission to stay the fuck out of my way.
John Wick.
Incorrect. That is from Wicker Man.
He's not a big swearer. Oh, darn it.
He'll throw out a fuck bomb from here.
What's a fuck bomb?
It's like an F bomb, but this show isn't for children.
John Wick, fuck bomb. It's like Who's Your Daddy, but like penetration. That was fun to say. John Wick, fuck bomb.
Are you ready, Kate?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I didn't want this to sound like I was just suddenly asking you this question. This is part of the game.
What in the hell happened to you? What in the hell happened to you?
John Wick.
No, it's Wicker Man. It's Wicker Man.
What's the Wicker Man about? That might help me.
Have you ever been to Pier 1?
It's that movie's like if you're trapped in a Pier 1 and someone puts a bunch of bees in there. Like, I couldn't use that quote because John Wick has never said, the bees, in my eyes. No!
Now we're getting somewhere. We had to pull it out of
here. I'm blowing out people's ears with that shit. All right, we're back to Jeff. Chance to get a second point on the board.
You don't seem very concerned.
Well, that did sound like Nick a little bit. Yeah. Let me try to sound like John Wick.
You don't sound very concerned. I am an FBI agent.
All right. One more time.
You don't seem very concerned.
I'm gonna say Wicker Man.
That is correct.
What is the Wicker Man about?
I told you, Sean.
I don't believe either one of you.
All right, there's a little girl who's missing, and John Wicker Man is... Oh, he's a detective who goes to this town, and they're a bunch of freaky witch people, and he tries to find this missing girl, but they don't want him to find the missing girl. They want to put a wicker basket on his head full of bees. That's what it's about. That's why no one should ever watch it. Unless you're super into bees. Like if you're one of those people that goes around like with a bee beard, you know, like, oh, look at me, I have a bee beard.
One of those people with a bee beard?
Yeah. I think there's even a Guinness Book of Records for guy with most most bees on his face. All right.
World record for biggest idiot.
Oh, Sean, it's your turn.
Zing.
You ready, Sean?
Zing. I sure am, but
this is your chance to tie it up with Jeff.
Okay.
If you get this right.
It's okay. Let's go home.
God damn it. Now that I know what the Wicker Man's about, he could have found the little girl. You're not giving me anything.
Let me try to give a reading if that were the scene. If Nicolas Cage found the little girl.
It's okay, let's go home.
John Wick.
That is correct.
Yeah. Who did he say that to? Nobody was okay in any of those movies. Everybody got shot twice.
Says it, John Wick says it to his new dog at the end of the first John Wick.
Gotcha. All right. He sounded like a pissed off cat.
Right? Dogs get all the good press.
So we've got a tie. And that means that since Sean won the previous game, it's on you now to break the tie. You can win this game if you can tell me if this is from Wicker Man or John Wick.
Hit me.
Back up!
John Wick.
Jeff Tate is our winner.
Tate.
I guess you might have gotten it if I told you the full quote. It sounds more like Nick Cage when he says, "Back up, Jack." Not true. That's not what he says. All right, so congratulations to Jeff Tate. He won that game. That means he gets to go first in our big game that we finish the show with today. So we'll do that right after this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! Well, this is exciting because I think we've got three players that can last pretty long in this game that I'm about to play to determine our winner tonight. It's called Super Last Person Standing. Mm-hmm. Now, this is like that game we played earlier with Kate and Robin and Dimitri with the name Tilda Swinton, but I'm going to make it a lot easier on everybody this time. You're going to get three different actors' names, and then we're all going to take turns naming movies they've been in, and I come to the table knowing who these three actors are. So I will be serving as a blocker, or maybe I'll do some of the more obscure ones just that might not come up. You don't know what kind of shit I'm going to pull. Neither do I. So I'm going to play along. Can't think of one, you're out, but you get to go to your lifeline. You agent of chaos.
That's
you get
right.
to go.
My lifeline's a married man.
Sean gets to go to Tell. Sean and Tell.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Sean and Tell.
And Kate's going to go to Ian. And Jeff can use the help of Steph. It's Steph and Jeff, I guess.
Wow.
I guess they could put their heads together on this one. Because both of their names were on the name tag.
Now, just to kind of throw a little more into the fire, there are two names on the name tag that I picked as well. One of them happens to be playing this game. So can they put their heads together and give me...
Okay, So Jeff and Steph, pick one. Which one of you is going
to
be?
No, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, that's what you just did, Sean.
I didn't mean to do
that. That's what you forced me to do.
I didn't mean to do that. I was trying to have fun. Yeah, I didn't really want to do that.
You thought you were slick, but then that happened.
I am, because Jeff only gets
I'm
one
okay
person choosing now,
yeah.
So I am kind of
no,
slick.
Yeah. It's fine. That's you're the Cajun of Aos that picked that.
Are you mad at me?
No.
All right.
Okay, so do you want to know what names are going to be playing today? A motion picture is coming out this Friday from IFC Films. They're not paying me to do this, but it's just I like the timing of it. Or actually, it's coming out on April 7th, which should be this Friday if you listen to the show within the week of it coming out. So anyway, the motion picture is called Paint. And it stars Owen Wilson as a Bob Ross, you know, that painter guy, like as that kind of character. They gave him a fictional name.
That's fun.
And a whole different, they gave him a real Owen Wilson personality. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Kind of like early Wes Anderson, like he's like, you know, sexy but dumb at the same time.
Is it supposed to be about Bob Ross, like loosely, or is it just
not even loosely?
Not even
just
kind of.
Like, just like they were like, that guy has funny hair and he paints trees.
Gotcha.
Let's do that.
Sure.
For an entire motion picture. So the movie's called Paint. Stars Owen Wilson. He's got a shit ton of credits, so we could just play this game just with Owen Wilson alone. But to make it interesting, there's a couple of character actors I love who have major roles in this motion picture. And they are Stephen Root and a former Douglas Movies guest, Michaela Watkins. So if anybody's sitting there, Sean, going, who are those people?
I know who's, yeah, I don't know who Michaela is. Sorry.
That's fine, because you know who Owen Wilson is. So you could do this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, best friend. I appreciate
that. I think you can do it. I'm not positive. If I was putting money on it, I'd pick Jeff. But fortunately, there's no gambling here today. And Jeff won that last thing, right?
Yeah.
So he gets to go first. Give us a film from... Don't forget, this is just between the people on stage. Don't yell out any. If you think of one, we'll ask you at the end which ones we missed. What do you got, Jeff? And tell me which actor, too, could it be confusing?
Okay, Office Space.
Yeah.
Stephen Root.
Yeah. So to give you more of a visual, anybody that's not sure who Stephen Root is, he plays the...
Milton,
the really, really
stapler
nerdy
guy.
Stapler guy. Yeah, and he's been in a lot of things since that, and a lot of them are here, so don't say any more that... Don't suddenly yell out Stephen Root things, you know. Or I guess we could say he was also on, he was very funny on News Radio, the sitcom. And he was really good in season one of Fargo. Okay, anyway.
King of the Hill. Murders it in King of the Hill.
Yeah, of course. What are we going in? Oh, yeah, Sean.
Wedding Crashers, Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Everybody calm down.
You just never know if they're appreciating you, Wedding Crashers, or both. Kate?
Owen Wilson, Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes.
Sure.
Of course. I'm going to go ahead and take Paint, because I already mentioned it. No one else seems to be jumping on that one. So I might as well get that joke out there. Jeff?
Bottle Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
Owen Wilson.
His first film is, and before that, his first acting on camera was in a short called Bottle Rocket.
Oh.
That eventually became the film Bottle Rocket. And he got to keep the part, which worked out great because he's unknown and really good in that movie. And we've been seeing him ever since. Sean?
The Internship, Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Preach, brother. Preach. Me and you. Me and you. Seems like we're in it just the two of us, so.
Who's Tell going home with tonight?
You want to come to the Jordan household, Playboy?
Kiss and find out. Is it your turn, Kate?
It is.
Okay.
Owen Wilson, Zoolander.
Yes!
So hot right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I can dare lick my own balls.
I'll say one that might not come up, you know, in casual, polite conversation, because he has a small role in it, but it was, I think, the next thing he did after Bottle Rocket, and it's a movie called The Cable Guy.
God damn it. Of course that would have come up. The best.
Jim Carrey beats the crap out of him in a bathroom.
Dude, he's so goddamn funny.
Very unpleasant. Mm. But yeah, he's funny until he gets beat up.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Armageddon. Owen Wilson.
Oh, there you go. I thought that was just something you were thinking that was on your mind. Just sitting here thinking about Armageddon. All right, Shawnee.
You, me, and Dupree. Owen Wilson.
Yep. For some reason, I think people like that title more than that movie. It's just fun to say.
I don't really go out like this a lot, but it's not a good movie. I say, like, I pretty much like everything.
You like everything.
It's just not that great.
You like the entire Jason Lee filmography.
I appreciate it. I don't like... I mean, the guy was a professional skateboarder who then became an actor. That's damn near impossible. How fucking hard is that to do? Two of the hardest fucking things you could possibly do. And he's great at both of them. So, fuck me, whatever, you know? He's great at both of them. He's still a great skateboarder.
What was your answer again?
I may have forgotten.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to say a different one. It was you
me, and Dupree.
Oh, yeah, you, me.
Popular okay. Matt Dillon vehicle.
Sorry. Okay, Kate. Kate's turn.
I'm reusing this. The Darjeeling Limited.
Oh, yeah, from earlier. Yeah. Yeah, never stop using it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about...
There's no limit to Darjeeling Limited.
It's...
Wait, is it unlimited or limited?
Limited.
It's limited. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Some train routes are limited. They don't, because they don't stop at every, you know, they don't stop at every stop. But I don't think any train routes are unlimited, except for in Unstoppable. Somebody over there went, whoa, and I'm like, not sure if they thought I said something deep or if they just got their check. Whoa! Or as John Wickerman would say, whoa! Now that sounds like Christian Bale's Batman.
I was born on a green light. So that's what that feels like.
Okay, we're back to me. It's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me bust out one from Stephen Root from early on. He's in Crocodile Dundee 2.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. When did that come out, roughly?
You know, 80s, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The late 80s, something like that. Yeah.
You learned.
But he's been in a shit ton of stuff since then. Jeff?
Behind Enemy Lines.
There you go.
No, Owen Wilson.
Gene Hackman, I just realized that they were in Tenenbaums and Behind Enemy Lines together. Never thought about them working twice together.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know Owen Wilson's not in Welcome to Mooseport. Welcome to Mooseport. That'd be funny if they had like a moose out front, like in Vacation. Sorry, park's closed. Moose out front, should have told you. All right. Sean?
Meet the Parents, Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
You got this.
Meet the Parents too, Owen Wilson?
Now let's think about this for a second. Think about this for a second. There was Meet the Parents.
Mm-hmm.
You could say it. It's not swearing, I swear.
Meet the Fockers.
Yay!
Thank you. Yes.
Kate. Hell yeah. You're killing it.
Yeah, you're doing great. Stephen Root was in the initial film version of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Who was he in? God, I don't remember any of this shit.
Yeah.
He played Buffy.
No, that was Christy Swanson. See, I know some stuff.
You dork.
Oh, brother, where art thou? Stephen Root.
Nice. Nice pull. Sean?
Stephen Root in Dodgeball.
Yes. Full title.
A true underdog story.
Yes.
True? Right? Yeah. A true underdog story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, that was cool. I didn't think I was...
And it's so funny, they resisted the temptation. The word dog is in there, and they don't say tail. They say story, which kind of makes it even funnier. But it's like got such a long title.
Tail.
All right, Kate, what do you got now? I think you thought of something else in the interim. There was Meet the Fockers. First Meet the Parents, then Meet the Fockers, then...
Terminator 2.
I tried to help, but let's go to your lifeline. Do you want to do your lifeline?
Yeah, I
do. Okay, let's see your lifeline.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Ian. Yeah, Ian, what do you got?
Stephen Root.
Stephen Root in?
Get Out.
Get Out.
Damn.
That's a real, real nice one. I was trying to get you to say Little Fockers.
Little Fockers.
Yeah, that was the third one.
Okay.
Yeah, they really fucking went crazy with those.
They really fucked it up with
those fucking fuck titles. fucking fuckers. Jeff?
Marley and Me.
Fuck. Yeah. Hurry, Sean. Thinking about that movie makes me sad. Because first he destroyed their home and then he died.
And Marley and Me.
Fuck. People are tired of Marley and Me spoilers. I'm saying just watch
it. What do you got, Tell?
Okay, we're going to Tell. This is interesting. He's talking to the enemy, essentially.
Oh, no, you don't have nothing.
He's got
no. Nothing. Oh, no.
That's why they're married, dummy. Yeah. They got hive brain, which is what Nicolas Cage got in Wicker Man. What? Oh,
is that Tell?
He's saying something.
Yeah,
Tell is saying something.
Well, I don't. I'm not quite.
What do you
sure
think it would be called if you had to guess? It is called Zoolander 2.
I wasn't sure if there was more to it. So
No, it's just Zoolander 2, and I always thought they should just call it fucking Two-Lander.
Two-Lander.
Would have been so fun.
All right.
But they can't even take a risk on people not knowing, going like, Two-Lander, what's that? Is that anything like Zoolander? Yes, idiot. Yeah, all right. Whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem, it's me. Dustin?
I have, maybe you can confirm.
Oh, I like it.
Okay. Grand Budapest Hotel. Yes. Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson? I mean, he's in all of them, but I don't, is he in that one? I think so.
Let's
say she's still in. Let's say she's still in.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, that one got such a big cast that I think it's only fair to assume that he's in there. Because he even a lot of times will just be a voice if he's not playing a character, you know? He really gets in all those Wes Andersons, I think, for the most part. But anyway, so much chitter-chatter in the audience. Everybody's got their own... Everyone's got their own answers,
listening for an answer.
It sounds like the audience is a bunch of bees.
No, you don't want that answer.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to. You want to get it yourself.
I'm going to do a Michaela Watkins just to give her a shout
out. Fucking thank you. I have no idea who it is.
Yeah. She was in a movie that came up in a recent episode when we were talking basketball movies with Ben Affleck. She's in The Way Back. Yeah.
Oh. I would have loved it if that helped. But
man, me too.
Oh, did I say that was going to help?
No, no, Jeff. You didn't.
Starsky and Hutch.
Oh. Yeah. Speaking of Ben Stiller, what do you got, Sean?
Shanghai Noon?
Yeah! Oh, man, I can watch Shanghai Noon all the way into the evening. How about you, Kate?
Wait. Wait.
Nothing?
I didn't get it either.
I don't know.
Okay. I think that was a hint, but
well, you did a great job.
And oh, yeah.
It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
And continue to hang out with us.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, say anything you want. feel free to jump in.
You.
Right? She did great. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can't all know that there was the Shanghai Knights. With a K. Yeah.
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 I sure didn't know that.
Jeff?
Inherent Vice.
Yeah.
Owen
that's
Wilson.
That's a real good one. Yeah. Sneaky, sneaky deaky. Sean's really in thought mode.
Be quiet before someone yells at you. Fucking A. The Fantastic Mr. Fox, Owen Wilson?
Sure. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But am I right?
I don't know if you're right, but I like it. He seems like he should be.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
But I
yeah. That's why I'm going to say Isle of Dogs.
I don't know.
All right.
Jeff?
No Escape. Oh,
yep, that's what your situation is. But yeah, he was in that. He was in No Escape. Whose turn is it?
It's mine. my turn. It's what I get for talking so much shit. Fuck, man.
You did great today.
I appreciate it, best friend. That means a lot. Is Rushmore? Is he in Rushmore?
Wait.
I don't think he
is. No, Luke is.
Yeah, I know Luke is.
Yeah.
Oh, are they? It's like best line in the movie ever. But I don't. He's not, right?
No.
Owen Wilson's not in there? Well, God darn it, I tried.
Nice try, Sean Jordan.
Thank you, buddy. Damn it.
Okay, so it's just me and Jeff now. And has anybody said. I spy.
God damn it! God damn it! That movie's so funny, and it's got Lumberg in it. Fuck!
Wow.
That's upsetting.
You got another one, Jeff? This is just exhibition match at this point.
Anaconda.
Yes. He's like, that's a big snake. Wow.
This is a bummer. Is this not pissing you off? It's pissing me off.
It is.
Hey, he was in a movie I'd like to not recommend. If anybody's thinking about seeing it, I would say shy away from it. It's a thing that came out during Pando with Selma Hayek, and it's called Bliss.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's
bad.
It's a rough one. It wasn't easy to get through.
I saw that movie at a late night showing. It was Midnight in Paris is when I saw that movie.
Ah,
my God.
Jeff loves to go to the cinema when he's in Paris.
Yeah, late at night. Once everything really starts popping off, I'm like, I'm going to go check out a film.
God damn it.
Okay, how about I got it all. It feels weird looking at him off a list to continue playing against Jeff. It feels like cheating.
It is
because he's won, he's the winner. But this is one I like, so I'm going to mention it because I think it's a good movie and Owen's really good in it. And it's called The Big Bounce.
The Big Bounce, yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's an Elmer Leonard
thing. It's based on an Elmer Leonard book.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't he fuck up Charlie Sheen with a baseball bat or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. you got another one, Jeff?
Yeah. I for sure do.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, he was in that movie Lost in London, that Woody Harrelson movie that was like in one shot.
I got another one.
Yeah.
It's not on my list. I only wrote down obscure Owen Wilson's. Now I'm going to start doing the obvious one.
Yeah.
Cars.
Cars!
What do you got? Just say it.
I guess I could say Cars 2.
Yes, Cars 3. Cars 3, your turn.
That's about as upset as you're ever going to see me get.
I'm gonna say a Stephen Root.
Oh, good.
Movie called No Country for Old Men.
Nice.
Whoa, good one.
Nice.
Wow.
How about A Night at the Museum?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This is such a bummer.
Right? Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian.
A Night at the Museum, Battle for the Museum, or some shit like that. No. I don't know what it's fucking called. Give it up for Jeff Tate, everybody! You got to do your plugs first, Jeff, because you're a big winner.
Fantastic.
What do you got to plug, buddy?
I'm going to be at Helium right here on this stage in Portland, April 16th at 4:20. It's a Sunday at 4:20. Clearly, you all are free. But no, I got a show here, and then I'll be at the Infinity Room in Salem, Oregon, June 24th. That's a Saturday.
Right on, right on. Thanks for being here, Sean Jordan.
If you're in Fort Collins, Colorado, I'll be at the Comedy Fort April 7th and 8th. And if you live in the city, which I'm sure you do, I run a show with my good friend Shane Brennan the last Thursday of every month. It's called High Note Comedy. We have Chris Charpentier coming to town from Denver April 26th. Shane?
Sure.
Yeah, April
26th. Sure.
Last Thursday.
Shane with the confirmation. Sure. Yeah.
Tight ship we run, but last Thursday.
You say.
It'll be great. And yeah, so, you know, come to that. And also just keep being dope. Keep listening to Migration Brewing. Thank you. You can find me on like Instagram, Sean Cougar Mellon Graham, Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan. Thank you. That was rough. That was rough. Sorry to make you sit through that.
Where? I mean, that was a crucial piece of information. You know, like heckling is never that helpful. In real life.
Just find it, bro.
That was the one thing you needed to get in there more than probably anything else.
That is on me.
Way up there on the list of things. But also, did you say your website?
Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan on Instagram. I'll post all of it. So just go there. It works for any name. Kate Cougar Mellenberger. Richard. Yeah, it works.
Yeah, it works. Yeah.
Tell Cougar Mellenberger. Anyway.
Kate Berger, what have you got to plug?
I have a geriatric dental in Vancouver. If you're 55 years or older, you qualify for discounted dental services that are totally professional, and I could clean your teeth. It's off 164th in Vancouver.
Hell yeah.
You're just going to play this while you're cleaning people's teeth. Just, hey, do you like podcasts, old man? I said podcasts.
Well, I'd rather listen to country music.
Give me Luke Bryan. Oh, God. Luke Bryan or death. It's such a tough call. All right. So, yeah, I didn't got anything else I want to plug. Just want to say thank you to Helium here in Portland. And thank you to everybody who came out today. And, oh, Jeff, that reminds me, though, since you are a winner today, would you mind coming back as champion when we do this show at Zany's in Rosemont? O'Hare adjacent. You can just fly into O'Hare and then take a shuttle. And I know it's a lot to ask for you to make travel plans, but, you know, just think about it. If you can make it, that would be great.
I can make it. I like to defend my crown.
All right, so that's how I get people to do stuff like that, is I just ask them to do it in front of an audience, and then they have to play along. But one more time for Kate Berger, Sean Jordan, and Jeff Tate. And as always, I picked a closing line for this episode that is a last line from a motion picture that is famous for taking place. This particular one is famous for taking place in this region. And so see if you recognize it and get that theme music ready, because it's just one word. So as always, forever. Okay, so a couple of things. That's the last line of what? No, the line of forever is the last line from the first Twilight movie. That's correct. Twilight, yeah. And I forgot to give the prizes to our winner. Jeff was playing for... Jeff and Steph, of course. So maybe, and since it's two-fisted, you probably want to both come up here and get all your stuff. Let's hear it for Jeff and Steph. Careful with this, because it wiggles around in the box. They took out the protective packaging. But look at a happy couple going home with some... Oh, remember that honeymoon where we smoked out of a boot? It's a real Cinderella story. You gotta find the person that boot fits on. And then get him high. And oh, something fell down there, but I think it's just stuff I attempted to put in there to, like, you know, packaging to, so the glass pipe inside wouldn't break. Yeah. So good luck getting that stuff home. Did you bring a car? Yeah. Cool. Did you come here in a car?
Not did you drive. Did you bring a car?
One last thing I want to say is, you know, I know I said it during the show, but I really do appreciate everybody coming out, because Douglas Movies has been a thing for 15 years now, 16 years, I think. Yeah, and, you know, it's lots of competition for, you know, things for you to go out and do, and I appreciate you all coming out, and for you, sir, for coming out and letting me yell at you. And, I thank you for that. And it's always terrible when you yell at somebody and then they just immediately, usually expect they're going to be belligerent, because they're already, but he was just like, felt so bad. And now I feel bad. But but I want to say for everybody, I'm back to, I will stand out here at the Step and Repeat. I don't have any merch or anything, but photographs are free. And the rest of the gang will be out there for pictures too, if you want. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...